friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Worshiping God in spirit and truth, it's like an internal spiritual connection with God. And then outwardly, we just express our faith and thanks to God. That's the way I can explain it. Worship is a place of genuine, true love for God, you know, and gratitude and giving thanks and devotion to God. It's not a ritual, like I'm going to get up and do my ritual and just say thank you, God. No, it's a true feeling for God. Is he perfect and just and righteous and holy? For he is always truthful and faithful and always dependable and reliable. For he does not and cannot lie, so we can always trust in Jesus Christ. For he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come unto the Father but by Christ. For he never changes, never ever wavers. He stays the same yesterday, today, and forever. For he is an absolute reality, alive and working every day for you and me. For he is who he says he is, who is the God of truth and listens to us. For I've found I can always trust his faithfulness and can rely on his love and support and promises. For he's always come through for me, and he'll do the same for you if you just ask and believe. Just call on Jesus and put your faith in him. and receive thy salvation that leads to everlasting life in heaven. As you read his word and pray and obey, the Spirit of truth will guide you into the truth every day. For his holy word, the Bible, is true and holy. As we read it, we'll know the truth, and it'll set us free. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay in communication with him throughout your days. Worship him and thank him with heartfelt praise. As we get closer and closer to thee, more and more we'll experience his goodness and blessings. Yahweh El Emet, the God of truth is he, perfect and just and righteous and holy.
Watching over all the faithful, those who stand upon the word. Faithful are the servants that do more than just know you. If they truly are disciples, they will tell the world about you. You know salvation is more than just believing. You know salvation is a living testimony.
Says, into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Deuteronomy 32:4, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity. Just and right is he, the God of truth. This is such an important attribute in this day and age. There are many people and groups around the world with varying concepts of who I am and what my will is. With all of the voices and ideas out there, truth might be hard to find. Not for you, my beloved child. When you asked Jesus to come into your heart and save your soul, the scales began to fall from your eyes, and your understanding began to be opened. That process continues every time you dive into the pages of my words, the Bible. Pilate said, "What is truth?" at Jesus' trial, when the truth was standing right in front of him. What is truth? I am. I am the God of truth. Where can you find truth? It is in the pages of my holy word, the Bible. Read it, study it, digest it, and as you do, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free each and every day. You will then worship me in spirit and in truth. Embrace me as Yahweh El Emet, the God of truth, your Abba Father.
Come into my presence, all who are weary. If you hunger and thirst after righteousness, come with your burden. Give you praise. to your throne.
We at The Spirit Calls would like to bring a message of healing and inspiration at your church. As you know, I've written a 31-day devotional called Pressing In, geared to inspire you to believe God for your healing and miracle. Our team has been visiting various churches in the area, as we would like to have an opportunity to come and share a word from this devotional to inspire your congregation, as well as to share on the importance of Christian radio. We are doing this on Wednesday evenings because we would like to remain faithful to our home churches on Sunday. For more information about having the Spirit Calls team come and minister at your Wednesday night service, please visit thespiritcalls.org/healing or call me, Mike Biazin, at 207-730-3386. Once again, you can visit thespiritcalls.org/healing or call me at 207-730-3386. Let the team at The Spirit Calls bring a night of healing and inspiration to your congregation. Now we bring you the conclusion of our discussion on the Lord God of Truth here on The Spirit Calls.
Here's another voice, the verse that points to the truthful nature of God. It's in Romans 3:4. God forbid, let God be true, but every man or woman a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in the sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. What does this verse mean to you in your daily walk with God?
It's pretty clear that the word is the truth. No man has the truth in him. It's the word. And as soon as he accepts Christ, he can overcome.
Man.
And you can judge yourself. And, you know, you won't worry about people judging you when you judge yourself. And you won't judge others when it's not warranted. But you can judge yourself.
Amen. That's the
And live with yourself through that.
Good word.
And the word is true, and that's how you overcome.
You know, like Apostle Paul said, I'm the worst sinner out there. Well, I feel that way too, because I know my heart. I know I can have a horrible attitude. I know that I can say things I shouldn't say. So I think it's good to check your heart, not just once a day, throughout the day. It's like, or when you have an attitude, oh, Lord, forgive me for my attitude. Let me have a good attitude, you know? It's like, yeah, we gotta check ourselves many times a day. I know I do. I admit I do.
Amen. So true that I have to check my heart. I have to say, okay, Lord, I thought something, I said something, or did something wasn't quite right with what your highest and best is for me. Please forgive me. And, you know, there's a song that they play on Air One. It's called Light of Fire. It's been around for a year or so. It came on today, actually. And it talks about that, how it says to light a fire that burns in my soul. And then it has the part that says, I'm sorry for when I've gone cold and so forth. And so we need to have that regular checking in with God and asking him to light that fire in us and purify us. He's doing a purifying work in the land in this day and age. This is an interesting one. What does it mean to worship God in spirit and in truth?
Worshiping God in spirit and truth, it's like an internal spiritual connection with God. And then outwardly, we just express our faith and thanks to God. That's the way I can explain it. Worship is a place of genuine, true love for God, you know, and gratitude and giving thanks and devotion to God. It's not like a ritual, like I'm going to get up and do my ritual and just say thank you, God. No, it's a true feeling for God. Like, I'll give an example. In the morning, which I've said before, and in the morning when I wake up, I thank God for everything, and I literally start dancing and waltzing with my Jesus. I put the Bible on my heart, and I just visualize Jesus putting his arms around me. That's worshiping God in spirit and truth. And I have literally, like I've said before, I know I have, I've literally felt Jesus' arms around me doing that, folks. I've heard his voice. He speaks so tenderly, the tears will roll down my face. You know, you just visualize yourself being with Jesus and just vision, and you get right in the spirit realm. You do. Hallelujah.
Amen. This is an interesting one because one of the things, too, that is a part of worshiping in spirit and truth, I tend to be drawn to any song that's got a good beat and it's got uplifting words and messages, but I've been hearing a lot of things on YouTube in the last year or so where so much is coming under the magnifying glasses. Are these words accurate about who God is and
how he's being represented and what the song says about us as his people, and so the worshiping in truth part is making sure that the songs that we're using for worship accurately show who he is, and so that's something new that I never thought about before, but that's all part of it too. And what are some other awesome scriptures that can point us to the God of truth?
Hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. You know, I'm a worshiper. In the Bible, they had singers and they had worshipers. I'm a worshiper. I'm a Mary, folks. I'm truly a Mary. So mine is John 4:23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Amen. Hallelujah.
And the very popular John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen. And I'll wrap it up here in the middle, John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And if you have Jesus Christ living in your heart, you have that Spirit of truth in you, and he will show you things to come. We hope this has been a good series for you and has brought you closer to our awesome God of truth.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond our measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. Thank you. but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection.